We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, or an item 162.
Yes, so we'll continue, and if we need to, we'll go a little back. All in all, don't be frightened from the fact that the system is not clear. It takes time for it to be clear. It's a long time. But all in all, what we've learned is that we have five worlds here that all come out of Malchut of Ein Sof, where the will to receive, in order to receive, has been revealed, and a restriction was made upon it. So there won't be reception from the point of Malchut of Ein Sof. And from there on, the world started spreading. What does it mean? That Malchut of Ein Sof restricted itself, and it starts absorbing force from the light that bestows upon it. And from the absorption of this force, it starts to develop. Meaning it starts building from its matter, from the will to receive all kinds of forms of bestowal, in order to bestow. And from its actions, the forms of partsufim or olamot come out, and all kinds of desires that have a form of bestowal. Every time, a different form of bestowal, as much as it can, the maximum it can, perform an action of bestowal. That's what Malchut of Ein Sof does. Then, this is how the worlds of Adam Kadmon are made, and then the world of Nikudim, the world of Nikudim breaks, and on the remnants of the shattering of the world of Nikudim, as a result of it, the upper lights come and correct these shatterings of the world of Nikudim, meaning desires to receive that are in order, that remained in order to receive after the shattering of the world. And they're correcting them so that they become desires in order to bestow from the light to the heavy. That's how corrections happen. And this is how we get parts to build from this shattering worlds, parts of Fim, Sfirot. And from there, the Olam Atzilut was made, the world of Atzilut. So let's read item 162. Yes.
162. Now you can understand how the actions of the lower ones cause a sense and a sense in the upper Paltzufim and the worlds. This is because when they improve their actions and raise man and extend abundance, all the worlds and degrees through which the abundance passed grow and ascend because of the abundance that they pass. When they corrupt their actions once more, the man is spoiled and the mochin depart to higher degrees too. Since the transference of abundance from them to the lower ones stops, and they descend once more to their permanent state, as in the beginning. Again, 162. Now you can understand how the actions of the lower ones cause ascents and descents in the upper partsufim and worlds. This is because when they improve their actions and raise man and extend abundance, all the worlds and degrees through which the abundance passed grow and ascend because of the abundance that they pass. When they corrupt their actions once more, the man is spoiled, and the mochin depart the higher degrees too, since the transference of abundance from them to the lower ones stops, and they descend once more to their permanent state as in the beginning.
H10.
According to what's written here, what the lower ones can affect the system so much that they can spoil things?
Everything depends only on the lower ones, because in them all the shatterings are revealed and they feel these shatterings. And as much as they feel the shattering, to that extent they can ask for correction. That means that they correct, meaning they're asking for corrections. Corrections come and correct them. But because they start the action by their request, by identifying the deficiency, raising it upwards, that's your whole work.
And what does the feeling of the shattering depend on?
When we feel distance between us, lack of a mismatch, lack of love, lack of connection, etc., until the highest degrees of connection, that we're missing it from the lowest, most crude ways of connection, and all the way up the ladder. Accordingly, we ask for corrections. Besides that, we're not correcting anything. The whole reality of this world shows us how much we're incapable of performing any correction. All we can do is to discover the corruption and raise man, a request for the Creator to correct. That's all we need. Nothing besides that. That's why don't be broken or be in some depression. Despair that we can do nothing. Of course we can't do anything. Of course. Nothing. Anything good. The Creator didn't do anything good as well. He says, I've created an evil inclination. That's all. That's it. That's why what's upon us to do is the opportunity He gave us to ask. And then He will do good things. He will correct. What we have today, up until today, everything is only bad that's being revealed every day. And we're just coming close now to a state that humans in this world will connect somehow, will try to connect. Of course, they won't be able to. We're talking about us. They'll try. They won't be able. But they'll ask, and the Creator will perform corrections. I'll ask again, again corrections. Ask again corrections. And that's how. When gradually more and more corruptions appear, and will ask gradually for corrections, and the Creator will correct. That's His whole work. That's why we're giving the Creator work. By that, we're called servants or workers of the Creator, and by that, He corrects the shattering, and that's His work, the work of the Creator. That's all.
Barur.
Clear?
Tov.
Good.
P-T-30.
What does it mean that the man is spoiled? How can man be spoiled if I have a deficiency? I don't have one.
We'll work on that. We'll talk about it. You're never asking about what I'm talking. You are asking about what you want to ask.
It's about the text.
In the text, it's written, yes, of course. 162, I'll read. Now you can understand how the actions of the lower ones cause ascents and descents in the upper Potiphar worlds, specifically the lower ones, us. This is because when they improve their actions and raise man requests to the Creator and extend abundance, from above, what they get from the Creator, the correction, all the worlds and degrees through which the abundance passed from below up, from above downwards, grow and ascend upwards because of the abundance that they pass. By that, all the worlds rise. As much as they pass the abundance downwards, they rise from one degree to another. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida. That's how it is in all the worlds. When they corrupt their actions once more, the man is spoiled, and the mochin depart the higher degrees too, since the transference of abundance from them to the lower ones stops, and they descend once more on the degrees of the worlds, descend once more to their permanent state as in the beginning. Clear?
Well,
who is this wise guy who wants to ask? Clear. Okay, PT19.
Good morning, love friends. So actually, speaking about two states here. One state are those who raise the man and continue the abundance, and then there's the ones that spoil the man. So what does it mean? On one hand, they raise the man, on the other hand, they spoil the man. What, we spoil it?
If you don't use the corrections, the opportunities to correct properly, you're spoiling the man. It's the right question.
But what does it mean to spoil man?
It's as if the man is there for you to ask correction for it, that you will raise it upwards, and you don't do that. So that means you're spoiling the man. You're not using the opportunity the Creator gave you.
So if today in our work we have an option that we ourselves are spoiling the raising of man in the work?
Of course, yes. The fact that you're not using it properly, that means you're corrupting, you're spoiling.
What does it mean to use properly?
You're not performing a prayer out of that. How can't you understand? Look at what you have in the world. How many sufferings you have in the world? How much suffering? How many people are suffering all over the world? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, how much suffering does the Creator have from the lower ones not connecting to Him, asking for corrections? Because without that, He can't correct them. He cannot correct without them asking. It's a law. There's no connection between the upper one and the lower one if the lower one doesn't ask.
So you think we're not doing...
You're not doing anything. We are not doing anything. We are not doing anything. We're not connecting this world with the Creator through us.
So what does it mean that we're not doing anything?
What does it depend on? The fact that we, not in our mind nor in our heart, we don't feel the state we're in and what we can reach, and that everything depends on us.
So if I'm summarizing what you're saying, you say we're not connecting and annulling towards the group enough?
Well, that's you can explain that in 1,001 different actions we're missing. But this is certainly a lack of connection to the group as well.
Tel Aviv
3, one more smart person.
The correction of the lower ones, that they'll be able to pass the abundance like the upper ones, that's their correction?
The upper ones pass on the abundance according to their degrees, because for them it's in nature already, in their nature. All they need is the deficiency from the place where there is a lack. And then they pass it.
What's the correction of the lower ones?
The correction of the lower ones is that they feel the deficiencies and they accept them as their deficiency and they raise man.
It sounds, according to this subject, that the system exists to pass abundance from one to the other. What's in this?
From below upwards, man is raised. Then from above downwards, abundance is lowered, is passed. then a lot of abundance is revealed in all the world. Yes, Michael.
If we won't feel the suffering of humanity, what man can we raise?
You won't be able to raise anything. That's why when we go out to dissemination, we're gaining twofold. We're disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, the knowledge about the Creator, the ability to be in connection with the Creator on the one hand. On the other hand, we get the deficiency from the lower ones with what deficiency they live, what they are lacking. And then we are connecting the upper deficiency with the lower deficiencies, and we're passing one to the other. It's like a pipeline, raising the deficiency from below upwards and through us. And the same deficiency we raise, that we've built this conduit. The abundance comes down from above downwards through us to all the world.
So, we're in this process. Is there a minimum we need to feel suffering of humanity, or is
humanity is suffering enough? That's why we've come, according to the general work of the system, to the 6,000, the last generation. And we already should practically work with all of humanity. That's it. We have come through Chesed Gvurat Tiferet Netzachot Yesod. Now we are already truly in the 6,000.
But it's not felt that we're in some edge of suffering of humanity.
Hold on. The end of the suffering. I don't want to talk about that at all. It's such suffering that barely, no one can stand that. It's like the verse says, you know what it says, that mothers cook their own children and eat them. It's a person that loses any form of human being and goes down to the beast. The suffering can be terrible. That's why we don't come to that. We should try to feel the suffering before that. To an extent that it doesn't really touch our flesh and that paralyzes us. Then everything will become in a way that we really, it's as if it's absent-mindedly. We become like people who only run away from all kinds of any way they can. They only just run from the bad feeling. So we should, even before that, start acting.
What action can we do? What chance do we even have to raise man before such suffering?
Perform dissemination, and by dissemination, just as Bala Sulam explains to us in the article, the Arvut, the mutual guarantee article, or in other places as well. By actions of dissemination, we're incorporated in the deficiencies of the world, and the world is incorporated in our relations between us and with the Creator. And by that, we already open a path through the conduit. And then there is bestowal from the degree of Binah to the degree of Malchut.
What relationships are there between us and the Creator if we're not even a degree?
There's always a relationship. If you try to do it, you'll see that there is a connection. There is a passageway. And we are able to act this way and to connect the entire humanity through us to the Creator.
Can we, by this, use a connection with you, Rabash, Bala Sulam?
Everything is prepared. Everything is prepared. Only, just don't run away. Do it. The main thing is the prayer.
Latin 7.
Y de esta, usted nos está diciendo ya varias veces, le respondió Tzvika, que
when you tell us many times, Yudol Tzvika, that we need to connect as if our prayer won't reach the Creator. So the unified prayer is in order to raise man for humanity, and then they can get an answer for the prayer?
If we are incorporated with the entire humanity and all in all what we feel, what's going on, and it's not for no reason that there is media and the connection between all of humanity together has been developed. It's for us to be able to incorporate it, everyone with everyone else. But raising this suffering as a deficiency for the Creator in us, only we can do that. That's why we have to do that. And in order to do that, we have to connect to the entire humanity. And the connecting is done best by dissemination. So on the one hand, I bestow, I'm caring about everyone, knowing about the role of the world, the future of the world, etc. On the other hand, accordingly, I have a deficiency. This deficiency, I feel with what they think, with what they feel. I don't need to do it. That's how it's done. And then it rises to the Creator.
But it depends on our prayer being united internally?
As much as possible. As much as possible. But that's what we should do.
No. Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. I heard you say that we should try to feel the suffering. And I see friends, and it seems to me that they care a lot more than I do. And I want to know how to feel the suffering, how I can feel the suffering.
Try to come closer to them and to see how they are incorporated with the general suffering. And then you'll see what's going on. Rabash, every hour, would turn on the radio. I would do that for him. I would turn on the radio for 2 minutes to hear the news. And believe me, that was not for this, for himself. He didn't need to discover anything there. But by that, he would connect to the deficiencies of the world. 2 minutes, just the true news. Then they started saying, this minister said something, and then I had to immediately turn down the radio. That's nothing to hear about some minister saying something. But the news themselves, what happened in everywhere, this and that, that's something he had to hear every hour, 2 minutes. That was very important for him.
So you're saying I should come closer to these friends that I see seem to care more?
Yes, we should be closer to the friends that care about dissemination. We live in the 7,000, in the 6,000. Soon it will, we have to move on to the 7,000. So we have to be ready for that, attentive, alert, and incorporated in that. Okay?
Thank you.
Fine, PT-17.
Hello, Rav. After we incorporate in deficiencies of humanities, and before we raise those egoistic desires upward, what's our action here?
We will see these actions. Let's start connecting this world with the Creator, and then we'll start getting from the Creator mud, coming down from Him to us, and we'll see exactly how to connect the man and the mud together, and we'll start working between two lines in the middle line. That's still before you. That's true, special spiritual work. That's there, and it's waiting for us. Okay. So, let's move on. We're in 62?
163.
We haven't read 163? Okay. So read it.
163. Now we shall explain the order of the ascents of the five Patsufim of Atzilut to the five Patsufim of Ak, and the three worlds, Bia, to Yishut and Zon of Atzilut, beginning with their constant state up to the level that can be reached during the 6,000 years before the end of correction. Overall, there are only three ascents, but they divide into many details. The constant state of the world, Ak and Abia, had already been explained above. The first Partsuf that was emanated after the first restriction in Partsuf is Partsuf Galgalta Avak, clothed by the four Partsufim of Ak, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bun. And the Siyum Raglin of Ak is above the point of this world. It is circled by the surroundings of Ak from Ein Sof, whose magnitude is infinite and immeasurable. Just as Ein Sof surrounds it, it clothes within it, and it is called the line of Ein Sof. Again, 163. Now we shall explain the order of the ascents of the five Partsufim of Atzilut to the five Partsufim of Ak, and the three worlds, Biyad, Yishut, and Zon of Atzilut, beginning with their constant state up to the level that can be reached during the 6,000 years before the end of correction. Overall, they are only three ascents, but they divide into many details. The constant state of the worlds, Ak and Abia, has already been explained above. The first Partsuf that was emanated after the first restriction is Partsuf Gilgalta of Ab, clothed in the four Partsufim of Ak, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bun. And the Siyum Raglin of Ak is above the point of this world. It is circled by the surroundings of Ak from Ein Sof, whose magnitude is infinite and immeasurable. Just as Ein Sof surrounds it, it clothes within it, and it is called the line of Ein Sof.
Okay, what do we have? Internet? No, internet is there not. Questions? So, no questions in about item 163? What, Michael?
What does it mean that he circles it and clothes inside it?
That's how it is.
The same extent?
No, the extent is according to the vessels, but that light it also clothes in internality. H10.
The light of Ein Sof is the greatest light. It doesn't have a form. And then it enters a line, and it concedes a thin line that we go to the lower ones till this world?
Yes. Eta 4.
What does it mean that Gagalta ends above this world.
It doesn't touch the point of this world, because the point of this world is the desire to receive that the Creator created. And the Galgalta is all in order to bestow. That's why the end of Galgalta doesn't yet touch this world, because this whole world is only a desire to receive. But after all the corrections, as it is written, that they stand, will stand, in the future, that his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, meaning Galgalta will touch the point of this world, and then all the light of Ensof can pass on from one end to the other, from the Rosh of the line of Ensof until the Siyum, the ending of the line of Ensof.
PT 19. He writes something interesting, that the three worlds of Abia and Yisut are in their constant state in the 6,000 years before Gemar Tikkun. Did you say that we have to be ready for the 7,000? We might not be ready for it?
If we won't be ready for it, disasters will come, torments, problems, and will prepare us.
There is such a state that we won't be ready for it.
What do you mean there is a state? It's everything a matter of choice. If you prepare yourself to corrections, it will be okay. If you won't, corrections will come in an unpleasant way and will prepare you.
Do we know what the 7,000 could be?
The 7,000 is something terrible. It's something that it's the upper light that has to be revealed from one end to the other before the entire reality goes back to being a circle. That's why if you don't, you're not adapted to that, you'll get terrible torments compared to the ones who are adapted to it, are suitable for it. But it's still on the line towards the 7,000. And in the 7,000, everything goes back to being a circle.
The Kabbalists said they don't want to be there.
Yes, because before the last corrections, if we're not ready, terrible disasters will happen in the whole world in order to force people to run away from in order to receive, to in order to bestow.
Think we're advancing.
What I see is that you're going to get such blows that all you're going to think about how I can do good to other people, and the Creator will be happy for my work with them. What?
It's a result of the little blows we're getting.
No, don't worry about it.
Prevent them.
We can do. We can do. Go ahead and do. How to do that? It's called to bring the remedy before the blow. That's by the
doing every day.
Well, I don't know. But what you do?
Are we advancing towards there?
You're okay. You're good boys. Everything will be okay. You'll reach, you'll make it.
Really, what do you think about the students today, about the state of today?
On the one hand, I'm pleased. Because the truth is, we do get more and more a form of a union, like of a connection. We hear that, and everything we hear is accumulated in us. We're still lacking the practical work in practice. And we don't yet know how to do that. Well, what can I do? We used to have connections. So what should we do? We should have meals. Meetings, how can we, between us, be so connected that it will give us a true feeling of connection. Here it's a problem.
We know, but we're a bit afraid of doing it. We run away from it. It's hard to, but we know, we have the knowledge, we're afraid to do it. That's something I don't know how to overcome.
You may be right with what you're saying, but I have a feeling that still we don't know, and we certainly are far from performing a connection of the hearts. Not physically, that I will stand by your side and hug you. But how do we pass this hug to become a more internal hug, embrace?
Maybe we'll have workshops about it.
Well, how?
Maybe to come back to workshops a bit. People always say that we want workshops.
I understand. Let's have a workshop. Okay. So we're going to have a workshop, sitting together for 2 or 3 minutes and thinking how I want to embrace everyone, not my ten alone, everyone, all of Bnei Baruch. I want to embrace everyone together to such an extent that everyone will feel the warmth from our whole general embrace. Men aside, women aside, let's do that. Please.
כן, זה באמת רצון מאוד גדול שלנו.
It's a great desire we have to feel
כוח מאוד חזק.
The world כלי as a strong force and beloved.
להרגיש שאנחנו כולנו נמצאים ב...
We want to feel that we're all coming in one direction and want to attain the goal together. And the Creator is really guiding us ahead. And we want to incorporate and feel the intensity of this vessel every time and again to advance together.
כן, ביחד. Yes, together. זאת המילה. That's the word. The key word.
ביחד אנחנו.
Together.
יכולים.
We can.
להתגבר על כל הקושיות.
Overcome all the problems, all the questions, to come closer to the Creator. To do everything, everything together. With an embrace, with a warm embrace.
Yeah, an inner embrace we can only do together. We just have to bring the Creator in there. We can't do anything that's against our nature. We need His help. And to constantly bring Him in there, to be connected, to remember the goal, to ask for His help, all kinds of things.
Yes, that's correct. We need this as a glue. God, the Creator, the force of bestowal that will come and connect and will really give us the feeling what it means, this inner embrace between us and that upper force.
And Eten hugs the world clear because that gives the Creator contentment and warmth to the whole world.
We're asking for the Creator's help in this action so that these hearts, even though they're cold as stones, still He is between us. He can warm them up, and with one click He can ignite this fire, and for it to happen, we're willing to step on this distance and to perform actions against it, but that we want to make him happy and to make him help us. Oh, Rav. Okay, let's answer some questions by women, and then we'll move on. Kolman.
Chile 1, if the lower one, the reason, but a result. So how can they cause any motion?
There's an expansion from above downwards till the lower world, to, from the upper world to the lower world to us, and there's raising man from us to the Creator. So we have to be activated by bestowal from above downwards and to give raising of man from below upwards and to get mud back from above downwards. That's how we should work in the mutual connection, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. Next.
Moscow 18. What's the meaning, according to 162, of the falling of the Patsufim in the upper world?
The meaning of the falling of the Patsufim in the world, falling, where is it written? The descent of the Patsufim, maybe.
Yeah, descending of the Patsufim in the upper worlds.
Yes, a descent is by not asking for what you can ask according to the situation. It causes a descent of the Patsuf because of the Patsufim, because they're not doing their destiny to pass on the lights from above downwards. And we should activate them. We, by that, pass on the lights through all the worlds. We ignite, we light up the light in all the worlds.
Mach 25, should we gain stability in raising man so the spiritual worlds in Paltzufim will always be in an ascent? Or are the ascents and descents is the constant dynamics of the upper worlds?
There is no dynamics that is always that way. Everything depends on us. We've learned that a long time ago from different sources. Everything depends on the actions of the lower ones. The Creator awakens us. We're going to see all kinds of flaws, corruptions, and we're going to ask Him to correct us, to correct them. That's why it's our role to be in between the corrupt and the corrected state, that we will demand correction for all the worlds. Please.
Oh, that they're asking in Moscow, what's the connection between spoiled man and revealing new records from the shattering?
The new reshimot, new records, recollections are revealed by the order of the degree. If we correct what we should correct, then we cause by that an emergence of new Shemot, and then we have work.
Is there a connection between the corrupted man, as it's written, when they come back and spoil their deeds, the man was spoiled?
Yes, if we don't raise a request to correct what's being revealed, then by that we corrupt the man. And if we do ask, then, as it is written, the work will be for the Lord, and the king, he will be king over the whole land.
Who decides if someone or someone is upper or lower?
Where the deficiencies are being revealed, that's called lower, and where the lights come from and correct, that's called an upper.
That's it for now.
Okay, so if this is true, we're going to move on to the third part.
I just want to announce that there's a technical problem that is making the broadcast freeze for a few seconds every now and then. We're searching.